Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Dementia Awareness Week is a time to think about dementia in a lot of different ways, and I've come along to Vida Grange. Now, you may have seen this being built over the past year or so. It is up and it is running, and it's just as you leave Panel from Harrogate. So I've come for a bit of a tour, and I'm here with James Rycroft. Hello, James.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. It's lovely to come and look round this place. It's beautiful, it's new, it's shiny, and it is now a home for a lot of people. Tell me a little bit about what people can expect to find at Vida Grange.
Well, you used the word home earlier in the conversation, and that's exactly what we try and focus on. First and foremost, Vida Grange is a home. It just so happens that we have to provide certain levels of care throughout the home. We have an ethos of care that is all about the individuals, and what we want to try and do is break down the myth of care homes. Sometimes people have a preconception, and it's not always a good preconception of care homes. And we want to change that altogether and make this place a really welcoming, exciting place to come. Families are welcome all the time. People can have a meal with us. They can come and have a drink with us. They can bring their pets in. There's no visiting hours. There's nothing. It is, first and foremost, a home.
And we have one of those pets with us today, actually. We have Ralph walking around with us. Is Ralph yours?
Ralph Rycroft is mine. Yes, he is. And he comes into the office with me every day, and we do our rounds every day. And the residents love him.
We are going to have a little look around one of your houses. So your Vida Grange is split up into a few separate areas. Yeah. Tell me why you decided to do that.
Well, the building's a large building. If anyone's seen it, it's 124 beds. Which is too big, really, for one big space. So we divide that into what we have here is 8 houses, and they deliver different care options. And they are self-sufficient individual homes with their own atmospheres and their own style. And as people's care needs change, most importantly, they don't have to move. They can stay with us for their journey with dementia. The main design is based around a circular walkway around which are all the bedrooms, and internally within that circle, if that makes sense, is a range of communal spaces, and that allows residents to be as private or as sociable as they would like. So currently we're in the TV area. This tends to be a real hub of activity. Every house has its own kitchen, and that allows people to carry on with life as normal as possible by doing normal things like washing up and a wee bit of cooking, cleaning, all the things that perhaps I wouldn't like to do. But actually, when it's taken away from you, it takes an element of normality away, and we want to retain that.
You've got a balcony as well leading off of this room, which I think is quite important, because people can be perfectly safe and perfectly happy, but outside, and it doesn't need to be a sort of organised trip. They can just be outside if they want to be.
Yeah, it's so important. We all like to go outside, and we all like to have freedom. It's not a home if you're having to be told what you can do and when you can do that. So you'll see now we've come out of the lounge and we're into the kind of circular, continuous walkway. For some people that are living with dementia, you create a continuous walkway so there's no real end. So it reduces anxiety.
Doesn't make them feel like they're, you know, not allowed through a door. They're just going
round. It's a continuous walkway. There's no ends of the corridors, which can be confusing. We're just walking past what I would call an internal garden, and it's a 2-storey green wall, as you can see. And that allows lots of natural light to flood into the building, and it creates an internal garden feel. Because what we've noticed is that residents might not like to go out, even if it's 30 degrees, because it's cold. So we have an all-year-round garden that's covered to give that feeling of being outside.
And it's even got fake grass on the floor, hasn't it? I feel like I want to take my shoes off and pad around on it.
Oh, it's lovely if you do that. It's really nice in there. Sensory feel. And what we're looking at doing is putting in some speakers with some kind of natural nature sound, birds, etc. So, again, give that feeling of being outside. So as we walk by, you'll see that there's the kitchen we've just passed, which is just a standard domestic kitchen. We passed a dining area where residents obviously come to eat, but they can eat wherever they want, whenever they want to. So if they want to eat in the privacy of their own room, that's absolutely fine. And outside all of the bedrooms as we pass, we have memory boxes. What these are, we encourage residents to put ornaments, pictures of themselves in these, and it helps residents orientate and know exactly which room that they're in.
Now, I imagine a lot of people that come for a tour of either Vida Grange or Vida Hall, which you've also got in Stourbeck,
yeah.
It's quite a tough time for somebody to come and have a look on behalf of maybe a family member or a friend. Is there ways that you can make that easier for them? Are there people to talk to and sort of a way to alleviate those fears?
Yeah, we really understand how difficult it is. Some people feel guilt, some people are very anxious about the whole situation. And we fully understand that, but what we try and do is create a really friendly, warm environment. It's slow steps. So if somebody wants to come and have a cup of tea with us and just have an informal chat, that's absolutely fine. If they want to bring their loved one for an afternoon, have lunch with us, that's fine. Everyone's different and we're fully, fully aware of that. This is a big decision to make, and looking after families and loved ones as well as our residents is a really important part of what we do here.
Now, we have bumped into Teresa McNally on the corridor. Hello, Teresa.
Hi there.
Now, you do quite a lot with family support, people who maybe never have experienced a care home with people living with dementia before. What sort of support do you offer those family members?
We have several different ways. Formal support and informal support from the moment somebody rings us or comes through the door and asks, what do you do here and can you maybe help? Sometimes it's listening. Sometimes people just need to tell their story and they just need to tell it to somebody that can maybe understand and receive that well. They might want information about dementia. This is what's happening. This is what you're seeing. This is why you're seeing this. This is what might be happening.
Do family members ever get to talk to other family members?
Yeah, so our more formal support is in group form. So we offer family support network, we call it, and we have quite an established network within Vida Healthcare. And at first we gave people maybe talks and information, but we've stepped back a bit, so we still kind of almost hold that group, and they support each other now. Mm-hmm. So now we hear people being able to tell their story and say, I know what you mean, because that happened to me, and I can understand that in a unique way that we maybe not be able to as workers.
Huge thank you to James Rycroft and Teresa McNally there for the show around Vida Grange. Dementia Awareness Week is a great time if it's affecting you and your family at the minute to have a good think and potentially give someone at Vida a ring or visit to find out more. You can have a look online for more details at vidahealthcare.co.uk.
Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.